dream, standing in that doorway like a dream. I wish she'd just leave me alone. Because French dreams won't stop, and them boots and French kisses will not break that heart of stone. With her long hair falling and eyes that shine like a midnight sun. She's the one.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hi, my name is Will Wiesenfeld. I'm Matt, and you're listening to WMFO Bedford.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Spencer Wall Show here on this Monday at 1. So great to be back with you here today for another great hour of talk and music. Here is what we have kind of on the docket for you today. It's very, very exciting. We're talking about, of course, our wonderful Senate. They are revving up, that's how the Washington Post puts it, work on a $2 trillion spending proposal aiming to complete the vote before the Biden-backed bill before Christmas. So that is a good target to have, you know, get that kind of Build Back Better bill, if that was to even happen at all. Again, which is a little bit questionable. We will, you know, but it does seem it's going to be a little bit busy. Let's take a look at the state of play right now by Tony Rome here in the Washington Post. Again, the infrastructure bill, the kind of giveaway more towards the Republicans and corporations, that has already passed. That passed House and Senate, and Biden has already signed that into law. So only thing left now to do is his more, on paper, his more preferred bill, which is the Build Back Better bill, which kind of hits more of his priorities. They're much more watered down, which has led to a bit of a hit on the popularity of the bill, and a big reason why Biden's approval rating is looking a lot more like Trump's than what it did when he first got into office. But nonetheless, they will try and pass this bill. So this $2 trillion package, trying to overhaul the nation's healthcare, education, climate, immigration, tax laws before Christmas, hoping to muscle through a jam-packed schedule to deliver the remaining pieces of Biden's economic agenda. So he wrote to lawmaker Schumer, did the majority leader, for, you know, at least another year or so. He affirmed the aggressive timeline, warning that there are long days, nights, and potentially weekends ahead before the end of the year. So the $2 trillion proposal is known as, obviously, the Build Back Better Act. It aims to expand Medicare coverage, invest some new sums to kind of combat climate change, authorize universal pre-K, and provide new aid to low-income families, all financed through tax hikes targeting rich Americans and corporations. House Democrats adopted the bill. And also, here's the thing. This is obviously, you know, I think you have to be very careful, obviously, whenever you're reading something, whatever outlet it may be in, to kind of look up, you know, how does it line up with what you previously heard, with what you understand to be true about the bill, kind of fact check, compare off of multiple sources. Always a good media literacy tool to have. And when you talk about this bill, I think this paragraph here from the Washington Post, it does have some slightly deceptive framing. Let's look at it again here. So the $2 trillion proposal, known as the Build Back Better Act, aims to expand Medicare coverage, again, in a way that, you know, Bernie Sanders had, I don't really have a problem with this part. Bernie Sanders pushed for it, was kind of watered down, that added a little bit back into the bill, which is something that can be, probably attributed to some tough progressive activism, to be sure, and kind of a really balking at how much the bill was cut down a few weeks ago in an effort to appease Joe Manchin. And it also invests new sums to combat climate change. Again, a lot of that and a lot of the most significant parts of that have been unfortunately cut over the negotiation process to appease Colbert and Joe Manchin. They've authorized universal pre-K. I think they reimbursed the child tax credit for about a year, which is not exactly inspiring. But then, again, the biggest thing on here is this salt tax. This salt tax here that is so important for such a small but very, very influential part of the country. So if you don't know, the salt tax, if you're listening to this possibly maybe in New York, New Jersey, California, one of these big blue states, you will probably know. The salt tax is a very critical, at least to these certain representatives who live in these, represent these kind of suburban, wealthier, wealthier blue state communities. They have the salt deduction, or it was in place up until Trump, which is you can deduct your state taxes from your federal taxes. And having that benefit pretty much only benefited the top, 1-3% of those wealthy people in blue states. So what this is pretty much a huge, huge tax giveaway to people in blue states. And if you're, a progressive, you're supposed to be against that, even if it does support your state. So it'd be interesting to see how someone like, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's probably has a district, which is, again, among one of the poorest in the country, I doubt anybody there will feel the benefit from salt taxes. But Josh Gottheimer, who is the very, very right-wing Democrat New Jersey legislator, kind of represents northern suburban New Jersey, all that, kind of the attack dog of corporations and industry in the House of Representatives, was a big person in kind of killing the prescription drug price bill in the House. He was somebody who very, very much was pretty much gloating on CNN, because they did a little bit of a puff piece almost on him, where he pretty much took the axe to a lot of Bernie Sanders and his efforts on the bill, to say the least. So, all right, let's get into this. This is a little bit of a clip of him here on CNN at his campaign show. Of course, CNN showing a bunch of smiling, happy faces waiting to greet him. But this is to give you another side. We got Bernie Sanders here kind of pushing a lot of the key proposals, trying to move this bill into, what we've seen is the more popular provisions there are in the bill, the more popular it will be. Let's take a look at here the other side and Josh Gottheimer.
Job easier. This revives the state and local tax deduction known as SALT, which would help address his constituents' top complaint, high taxes.
I can talk about, hey, I got SALT back, right? We're gonna make life more affordable for you. And they go, oh, I like that.
Where do you think the Democratic Party is right now? Is it in the right place as far as you're concerned?
I think most people in the Democratic Party are somewhere in the middle or middle of the left. Listen, Bernie Sanders lost, right? And that's not where our party is.
Bernie Sanders, a key player as this bill heads to the Senate, doesn't like those tax deductions that are popular here. Back in the car, Gottheimer mentioned Sanders again while talking about the state of the Democratic Party.
We're not into socialism, right? That's not in the Democratic Party. That's right. We are about pragmatic problem solving and people who can just get things done and work together.
Yeah, there you get it. That's pretty much the far right poll. As we take a look at a little bit before about the far left poll, that is the far right poll of the Democratic Party. And there you see, like, that is the exact, in my opinion, the exact wrong direction of the way to take people. Because here he's very deceptively saying, obviously, and, you know, you can go, if you don't believe me, don't take my word for it, go research how much the SALT tax benefit or tax deduction would benefit the rich of big blue states. You know, please, by all means, go do it. And, you know, here he says, you know, taking these pot shots at Bernie Sanders. And what do we want to do? We just want to get things done. You know, what are they? I don't know. I don't care. You know, we just want to get things done. That, you know, that may have had a message with a lot of kind of political valence in a different time, but not now. I really don't think that is going to work now, because people, believe it or not, they're not just satisfied with, you know, your politician coming out and saying in an aggressive voice, oh, I want to get things done. Well, no, they have to have a vision. They have to have a coherent story to tell you about the problems in America, what they're going to do about them, and why, you know, their solutions are the best solutions. I think that is just so, so important, and something that with this bill, and, you know, with people like Josh Gottheimer in the, you know, in the controlling seat in this party, you will not see anything like that anytime soon. All right, let's move on to another a little bit more exciting story about, in my opinion, a politician who does have a vision for the future, and a very exciting effort happening in Starbucks. So Starbucks is in the AP here. They're fighting an expanded effort to unionize their stores, even as a union vote proceeds at three of the coffee's chain's locations in Buffalo, New York. So yeah, big effort here that I don't know if you've heard about, probably not, that is going on in Buffalo, New York to unionize Starbucks stores. They have had, you know, pretty much all the very oppressive kind of union tactics or union busting tactics a company can do, and the captive audience meetings. They've kind of brought a bunch of staff into the store, like, you know, 35 you know, like tripling the amounts of normal would-be staff in stores in Buffalo to kind of, you know, prove a point there. The Starbucks management has pretty much just been trying everything. Union organizers from three additional Buffalo area stores appeared before the NLRB on Thursday, asking to hold union votes at each of their stores. The workers say they want more of an they want more of an input on pay and store operations, and they're seeking representation by the Workers United, an affiliate of the SEIU. Starbucks attorneys at the hearing reiterated the company's request to conduct one vote with all 20 stores in the Buffalo area. The labor board hearing is expected to last for several days. Probably something that, you know, if Starbucks is saying they want to do it, the truth is you probably do not want to do it if you're fighting for a union with Starbucks. So in late October, the labor board in Buffalo region approved union votes at three separate Buffalo area stores. Starbucks, again, they have appealed the ruling to the full labor board in Washington, but voting began last month despite that appeal. So the labor board could count those votes as early as December 9th. That's just 3 days. So middle of this week, you know, watch for some news. Starbucks could have a union. And, you know, I don't think I need to explain how big of a deal that could be for kind of labor relations and all that stuff when it comes to, you know, actively, you know, this is one of the biggest stores in the country. This is a store that so many people all throughout the country, especially in very influential places, go to every day. And so if they have kind of union workers, at least in Buffalo, that could spread. That could, you know, and just it's all about, you know, increasing the membership and increasing the fact that it's normal to be a union. It's good to be in a union, because I think a lot of people are starting to realize that again. But, you know, that muscle that has been so just mechanically atrophied, I'd say, by the American elite over the past 30, 40 years, that really, it's just got to slowly work its way back again. So Starbucks has never had unionized stores at its U.S. stores in its 50-year history. Seattle-based company says its 8,000 company-owned U.S. stores function best when it has flexibility and can work directly with employers. You know, the pretty much standard boilerplate anti-union rhetoric from an employer there. Starbucks attorney Alan Modell noted Thursday that 45.5% of baristas and shift supervisors in the area worked at more than one store in the company's 2021 fiscal year, which ended on October 3rd. That helps company meet shifting customer demand at its locations, Modell said. It's by design, not happenstance, that you can walk into any store and enjoy the same food and beverage in any store, and its partners can work at any store in any time. So this may be a little bit of a revolutionary thought here, but maybe it actually worked like to work at one place, you know, one job, one office for like one kind of consistent, you know, salary and hours and all that stuff. Maybe that may be something that the workers want a union to have a voice over and actually have some control over it. Like, you know, that seems a little bit too crazy to me. I don't know. But anyway, it is definitely very remarkable to, and we're definitely going to be following that story because it is going to be a huge boost for the union movement. As Starbucks, you know, one of these big colossus American brands, has a union votes. All right. And, you know, bit of a boost probably for these Buffalo workers. Senator Bernie Sanders is meeting with Starbucks workers in Buffalo on Monday to hold a town hall meeting to discuss their efforts to form a union. And that is going to begin on YouTube, and that's going to be tonight. So that is another, it's definitely going to be another thing to watch. But yeah, again, if you are at all interested in kind of following this growing evolution and this growing re-strengthening of the labor movement in this country, then you have only one place to look right now, at least, and that is Starbucks. So very, very interesting stuff there. Bernie Sanders about to meet with those guys, and best of luck to them. All right. We have a great half an hour mix coming your way, but you're going to want to stick around for after because we're going to be telling you what's been going on with the famous Byron guy who the internet's doing something nice for him. I'll tell you what that is in 30 minutes after our mix, and a little bit of a problem with Swiss Beats. He is getting mad at artists arriving this kind of way to his versus battles, his famous versus battles that he has been putting on. So you know what, that pretty much is what you have to look forward to on the other side of this. But in the meantime, we are going to get into our mix. And the first song we have for you today is, you know what, we're going to take you to The House Is Burning by Isaiah Rashad. And we're going to, yeah. There's so many great songs on this album. I absolutely love this album. Kind of discovered it at the end of the summer when I was actually working at a camp. One of the fellow camp counselors I was working with kind of turned me on to it. And one song I've just absolutely loved from it has been Claymore with Smino.
You don't know everything, literally get a little better when you speak loud and clear. See everything that you doubt and fear. That energy not the loudest, you're the little league mindset out of here. Smoking OG, baby. Why you playing hardball? I'm just trying to ball hard with you, little baby.
Run down and exercise, bitch. Keep it 1-1. Play more, less swag. It's almost like a troop. Play more, less swag.
What's the f***ing kneecap? What you living? You die by the sky. Homeboy just got HIV. He living. He die by the. Have we ever hit the same before? Ain't nobody know. Have we ever hit the same before when nobody bit us? This ain't insurance and Dr. Viz.
You've got control of the stuff and do it right.
Yeah.
Look to the sky and you will feel how to live a life that's real.
That's
truth and perfect harmony when the spirit
yeah.
is
yeah. free. Crime pays, chopping up this change with cocaine in my microwave. Diamonds in my chain, yeah, I slain, but I'm still a slave. Twisted in the system, just a number listed on the page. Made it through my whole month with my lights out, I seen brighter days. What's the f***ing need? How boy you living? You die by this game. Don't touch my body, cause I put your body all off in a body slain. You ain't gon' hurt nobody, go body for body, boy, we the body gang. The hurt you brought her to Cali, boy, she only with you cause you with Kane. Thought she was losing her credit with like you that just ain't got enough on their name. Thought I would front you another one like you that just ain't got enough on the books. Talking that in the group of one gonna shoot at you, you could do nothing but look. My the bust a four nickel on your bustin' that he on the bag. His homie done borrowed the car and he got it shot up. Now I know that this mad. You steadily calling my phone and you huffing and puffing cause they had your ducking. And Rocket and went and bought Jeezy a pair of new shoes. That one
fly like the wind, it's time to look to the sky and you will feel how to live a life that's real. Truth and perfect harmony when the spirit is
free. Always love to have a little bit of the wonderful Freddie Gibbs on there. That's Crime Pays from his one of his most recent albums, Bandana. Wonderful, wonderful rapper that is fine. I think it's really just getting the praise that he deserves. Once again, the number for the crest, 855-915-WMFO. It's Travis Scott through the late night.
In this place, oh, it don't matter. Got smoke, drink, and we're in this space. Done contemplating, I'ma take it in the groove in this case. In and out of the trip, in the glass of the gas, it's not dynamite. The vibes are effervescent, delicious, just how they should be. In and out, methyltryptamine, the glass of the gas, it's not dynamite. The vibes are effervescent, delicious, just how they should be. No sleep in my bed, no sleeping in my bed. And we gon' play, gon' play, gon' play until the day. I said, no sleep in my bed, no sleeping in my bed. Yeah, we gon' play, come play, then we'll sleep all through the day and do it again.
Sleep through day, then we play all through the late night. Sleep through day, then we play all through the late night. All through the late night.
See who play, don't you hate,
all through the late night. All through the late night. All through the late night. All through the late night.
I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind, I seek the peace, sometimes I can't restrain. To join the rage at night, come out and play, play. Balance, find your balance. God said it's my talent. Sprinkle a little season on the salad. Relieve my heart of malice. Hit my palace. Stroke my cactus. Ooh, don't wait. Don't play. Play no games like the NBA. Throwing checks like the NBA. You a ring. We shooting shots like the NRA. Yeah, all she jamming is Travis and Kid Cudi. The new crazy bone is Slim Bubby.
All say all, take it right, all take it all, never light, all had a ball, had a night, all after all, sleep good, sleep through day, then we play all through the late night, sleep through day, then we play all through the late night, all through the late night, all through the late night, see who play, don't you hate, all through the late night.
Amazing, we have not played this man before. If you don't know him, now you do. It's Tupac, I Get Around.
Still clown when the underground, when we come around. Stronger than ever. Back to get wrecked. All respect to those who broke their neck to keep warriors in check. Cause what they sweat a brother majorly. And I don't know why your girl keeps paging me. She tell me that she needs me. Cries when she leaves me. And every time she sees me, she squeeze me. Lady, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey yo, bust it. Baby, got a problem saying bye-bye. Just another hazard of a fly guy. Your ass wide don't matter. My pockets got fatter. Now everybody's looking for the ladder. And ain't no need in being greedy. If you wanna see me, try to keep a number, baby, when you need me. And I'll be there in a jiffy. Don't be picky, just be happy with this quickie. But when you learn, you can't time it down, baby, dog. Check it out. I get around.
Yeah. Had to throw in a little bit of a Tupac, Tupac right there. Picture Me Rolling is number two.
Look mad. Y'all supposed to be happy on free. Y'all can see it like y'all wanted me to stay in jail. Oh, bust this. Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these chickens. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell it. No, there's no being sold. But I ain't the one telling. Don't want to be another number. I got a gang of weed to keep me going under. The federalists want to see me dead. Chickens with prices on my head. Now I got two rock dollars by my bed. I feed them lead. Now I'm released. How will I live? Will God forgive me for all the dirt and chicken dead? To feed kids. One life to live. It's so hard to be positive. In no shooting at your crib. Mama, I'm still thugging. The world is a war zone. My homies is inmates, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, finally your man. Still scheming on ways to put some greed inside the palms of my empty hands. Just picture me rolling, flossing the beans on rims that isn't stolen. My dreams are sensing, my hopes are born. I'm like a bean that finally sees all the dope is gone. My nerves are wrecked, heart beating, and my hands are swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be holding. Picture me rolling. Easy now. To the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture me rolling. Yeah. Guess who's back?
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost to get those 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws cause I'm more like a boss player. The steady swinging make me want to start back banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change,
packing 40 Glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remand, running back Lexus and Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting on chrome. As we head up out the zone, Stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple beans and my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.
Formulate a caper. Cause chicken is straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My feet been to have a bad disease, so I need to hit a lick drastically. Cause these some bowling ass pickings and they're slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the plot, they got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't keep skin creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump him mad. Time to count the proper CTO, you got the wrong spot, nigga, it's time to clock it. I get the liquor, and you can get the females. The spooky shit that we inflict and get the street sales.
Move smooth as a mother, up for me and my nine. I'm cool as a mother, up for me and mine. Now we're satisfied, got the pockets on swollen, boss hog in this pocket. And then pictures of rubber.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know, it's just like, I'm out there, I just could not forget about it. I want to make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facilities. All you bad NCOs. Can you see me from there? Balling on y'all punk ass.
An absolute Tupac classic there.
Picture me rolling back.
Picture me rolling. The one that really, part of it, that's All Eyes on Me record. So many good verses on there. Just don't know when to cut it off. But we got some more heat for you. Can't say the first word on this one, but you know, it's Jay-Z, it's Rick Ross, it's gotta be good.
I'm a tourist, new. Money talk, I speak fluent. Reeboks on, I just do it. Look at me, I'm pure, new. I bet the hoes on my tour, new. I don't bop, I do the money dance. My big whip costs $100,000. Red Virgil, you see me slide. Shakespeare, I hope she bout it. Shakespeare, I know she bout it. For me, you know I got it. For me, you know I got it. For me, you know I got it. Shakespeare, I hope she bout it. Come for me, you know I got it. For me, you know I got it.
Hoax landed in Rome. All hell Caesar's home. Chin Don, Chow Bella. Come money dance with the good fellas. Hope you get it. Even if a didn't get it. Blackjack in the cutscene. No, I never got unlimited credit. I never got a lot of vendettas. But we the black mom, we gon' set it. Peeled off in a Lamborghini cone tie. 200 in the dash, you gonna rev it. Skirt. Lucky Luciano, it's what they call me, Paisano. 100 keys at the piano, plays across the Verrazano. El Pino, in a villa in Venice sipping vino. Not bad for Muliano, y'all know, like we know. I got it. Me, you know I got it. Me, you know I got it. Bad bear, die ho, she bout it. Me, you know I got it. Me, you know I got it. Me, you know I got it. Bad bear, I hope she bout it. Bad bear, I know she bout it.
With a fuck.
Shea Butter Baby, just one there of, I think, the many great entries from that album that was titled Shea Butter Baby by Ari Lennox. And, you know, we got just about 5-6 minutes left, 7 minutes or so, of music, and we're going to spend it vibing out. Skywalker with Miguel and Travis Scott up now.
Yeah. I'm outstanding. gun, I'm a Tom Cruise. Life keeps and I don't lose. You more than love it, cause it's cool as a breeze. So pick a poison, yeah, I got what you need. Nonchalant, got the green on rotation all night. We gon' keep it psychedelic like a cap and a stem, catch a wave on us. Take a shot, make a friend, just enjoy the moment. A blue sky walking on these haters. Celebrate every day like a birthday. Good things come to those that wait up. But don't wait to jump in too long. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Wilding on my haters. In my 23s, having a Jordan moment. Wilding with the paper. Ice all on my chain. I'm a I just popped two, hope you staying up. Hanging with the gang, that's dangerous. I can f*** you with my chain, take a look, yeah. Come and catch a wave, take one out my cup, yeah. Damn the OD, damn the police. Wildin' in SV, moving up your street. When we on the creek, can't be sand to the beach. Ain't no day, ain't no night, make no plans, ain't no sleep. Cap and a stem, catch a wave on us. Take a shot, make a friend, just enjoy the moment. A blue sky walking on these haters. Celebrate every day like a birthday. Good things come to those that wait up. But don't wait to jump in too long. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up.
Don't die tonight. I just wanna dance with you, baby. Just don't move too fast, I'm too crazy. Man down the avenue, get shaded. Taking mine off that. We can dip in the whip, slide right back in the function. One wrong word, start busting. Put that on my Yankee hat. I'm a gangster, gangster rap. Where the ladies at? Where the every real know the difference. Bandana brown like the dope daddy shooting in the kitchen room. Northside never went to Bollywood. Rio, Coco, the love of Creole. T-scrap moving for the D-Lo, we know.
I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. From the city where the skinny carry strong heat. Northside Long Beach.
Northside Long Beach. Hit the counter, make a dollar, flip it. Split the dollars with my mama children. Folks need Porsches, need abortions. I just need your light of my business. Never no problem playing, no just never no problem spraying. No witnesses, no face, no case. Being with the hop out broad day, then empty clips. Cut glass, cause it wasn't about cash. School wasn't no fun, couldn't bring my no change gon' come like Obama say. But they shootin' every day around my mom and them way. So we put an A with Keanu and them stay. And that's for any to say got a problem with me. How I'm why I'm living, come and follow me. Pistol poppin' Poppy Street.
Still in the projects. Still in the projects. If you fall, there's no king of the project.
Kendrick Lamar, J-Rock, Future, closing it out strong here. King's Dead on WMFO.
MVP, I don't get no sleep, no, I don't like that look. Bust that open, I want that ocean, yeah, that bite back look. Do it bite back look, need two life jacks look. I ain't gon' hold you, I ain't gon' pressure, never control you. I ain't gon' front you, keep it 100, I don't know you. Boss like top dog, boss my life up, crossing over. Stutter stepping, got a hall of fame and all my poster. I've been ready, my whip been ready, my been ready, my click been ready, my checks been ready, my shots on full, that's Armageddon. I got pull, I hope y'all ready, my tank on full, you know unleaded. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it. My name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my name gon' hold up. up, my team gon' hold up, my shots gon' fire. My team gon' roll up, Menage twice, my queen gon' roll up. I hope y'all ready, you know I'm ready. I rain all day, you know confetti. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it.
Miss me with that bush.
You're not a gang member, you're a tourist. I be blacking out, I be blacking out. Bought a 83 Cutlass for the weekend. I got 100,000 and I freaked it. I made 500,000 and I freaked it. I put a Rolls Royce on my wrist, oh yeah. Cause baby mama tryna sneak this. I took her to my penthouse and I freaked it.
I
haven't made my mind up, should I keep it?
I
got big dog status, it ain't no secret. La-di-da-di-da, slime on me now. Pass me some, me in the car. La-di-da-di-da, on the floor. GD-GD bang, murder everything.
I'm on the roll and I put that on the gang.
Yeah, miss me with that bush. Bush. You ain't really wild, you a tourist.
It's last song of the day. It's On Sight by Kanye West.
Approaching whatever y'all been hearing, whatever y'all been wearing, a monster about to come alive again. Soon as I pull up and park the Benz, we get to checking like Parkinson's. Take my number and lock it in. Indian here, no moccasins. It's too many in this house of sin. Real in the back in the house again. Black Timbs all on your couch again. Black all on your spouse again. And I know she like chocolate men. She got Mosey and Dolphin Cochran, huh? On sight. How much do I give up? Let me show you right now for you give it up. How much do I not give up? Let me show you right now for you give it up. Baby girl try and get it, and a girl try and give it up. Chop them both down, don't judge them, Joe Brown. One last announcement, no sports ball, let's keep it bouncing. Everybody wanna live at the top of the mountain. Took her to the blues to try to sip the fountain. That's when David Gutman kicked the air, but I got her back in and put my in the mouth. On sight. Right now.
It's Kanye West. What a way, what a way to close things out here. And we still do got a little bit of 10 minutes left. So it's time to, you know, stick to my promises, tell you what is going on in the world of culture and entertainment here. And first, I do want to start by talking about, you probably have all seen him if you've been on TikTok at pretty much any point. I would say, yeah, most people, you know, listening to this, you know, maybe you have, maybe you haven't, but pretty much the person I am talking about, you probably have heard of him, at least in any, if you've been, you know, living under a rock, you wouldn't have heard of him, but it's this guy. I don't know if that actually came through there, but the guy who I am thinking of, that is the oh no, it didn't actually. You know what? Yeah, here, this is the guy. Forget that happened. This is the guy I'm talking about.
Who's the president? Byron. Who? Byron. Say what's up to Byron.
What's up, Byron?
Yeah, so that guy, famous for his appearances in the Side Talk NYC TikTok videos, pretty much street interviews with people in various places in New York City. Really kind of good kind of content that is just really easily shareable. It's this guy who you pretty much
probably always, you definitely heard of him. Like, who's the president? You know, Byron? Like, that's probably going to be a very, very common refrain for a long time. So, he's a Coney Island breakdancer, and his name is TJ, that guy. He's, you know, in the video breakdancing on the sidewalk, and people are like, oh, that's crazy. And, you know, I mean, that video has made its way to people like Lil Nas X and John Legend, and now he's getting his flowers. TJ, better known to some as the Byron guy, has been entertaining millions through his side talk interviews over just the past few months. You know, you got popular you know, his quotes have been etched into, you know, everyone's memory, from, you know, beans, rice, Jesus Christ, and Byron, you know, and, you know, I'm gonna give him a big old kiss. I'm talking about our president, Joe Biden himself. In more recent clips, he's been thanking fans for showing support after TikToker Zoe McCreery launched a GoFundMe to, quote, get him off the streets, as he is homeless. Yes, he is one of the people who, you know, and this really, to me, kind of speaks about, you know, what makes New York and, you know, what makes Side Talk so special, because I think, like, more than any kind of other media outlet that I've seen, they actually kind of appreciate and go out of their way to, you know, be a media outlet for the people. It's not like they're, you know, producing kind of political content, which would be a whole other story, but, you know, if you want to look to a place that, you know, really gets the community that they work in and they operate in, which is a struggle for so many different people, so many different industries, just to really get and drill down and understand their core audience. I think if you want to look at people who do that really, really, really well, you got Side Talk NYC right there for you. Because this guy, he has been... Or Side Talk, they've been producing, I think it's college kids at NYU, and they just go around, like, various big things in the city, interview people, you know, probably a little bit of its, you know, a fair bit of its probably stage, you know, as these things are, but the point is, it really, really, I think, has, you know, made, I mean, you know, me being here, kind of, at least here in Boston, it's made me feel like, yeah, a little bit of New York pride, because it's just, it's cool, and it's just getting... it's just getting everywhere online, and it's really a good, good story. And people, as we've seen, have responded to it. I mean, evil people, they're just people who have had a very, very rough time in life, are trying to get their life back together, and would really, really appreciate, like, they have enough stuff going on in their life already that they don't need your kind of, like, fear and perversion. And just, like, so many people, even that, you know, that I know or whatever, just in society at by and large, just treat homeless people like, you know, objects on the street. And, you know, it's good to see that people are coming together here for TJ. In another clip, the viral sensation can be seen sitting in a car reacting to the moment the fundraiser hit the 10,000 mark, and kind of joking with his friends there.
TJ is so excited. I appreciate you much. You don't know how much this means to me. I never thought a dumb idiot like me would be this popular.
No, you don't.
Yeah, there he is, that TJ. Very, very happy. But you know what? I'm not the popular one. You guys are. And thank you for the new pad I'm going to get because all of your givings, all the givings you gave me overnight, I made over 10,000. Sorry, I got a little excited. I jumped the gun. But yeah, it is very, very, very good to see. The updates on TJ, and then they came just 2 days after. Lil Nas X, Olivia Rodrigo, Jack Harlow, Normani, Tinashe, Avril Lavigne, Chloe Bailey, and Anita. Don't know who half those people are, but this is from Complex. So take their word for it. They all created the classic Side Talk interview with each kind of sending along. Now, iconic star-studded TikTok at the Variety Hitmakers Brunch that has now earned over 9 million likes and counting. Yeah, pretty cool story there. Pretty cool guy. Pretty cool culture with the Side Talk and everything like that. Love to see it. Another pretty cool thing that has been going on in kind of the rap, hip-hop, pop culture space has been these versus battles kind of put on over the pandemic with, really, I think it did start with the pandemic. I think it did. With Swiss Beatz, and he's been organizing them, I'm pretty sure. And he really made a big, big thing about these. He's had some pretty remarkable matchups, like E-40 versus Too Short from, you know, Bay Area rap back in the 80s. Iconic. Snoop Dogg DMX, the Lox and Dipset, you know, really, really iconic rap battles. You know, they just go through, play a few songs, you know, get hyped and all that. Yeah, it's really been contentious sometimes. It's been very complimentary, very friendly at other times. But Thursday's versus battle between 3-6 Mafia and Bone Thugs and Harmony was nearly derailed when a fight broke out after a Busy Bone called 3-6 out for mocking him while performing. Swiss Beatz, though, was not having and took to Instagram to sound off on artists arriving drunk and late to his versus battle. Show my man Swiss a little bit more respect. Show up to his things. Come on. You know, like, he writes, ain't did a show in 23 summers and want to charge us like they sold out stadium prices. Talking about these two acts, Bone Thugs and Harmony and 3-6 Mafia. Swiss wrote the comment section of the Versus official Instagram account. Swiss continued talking about, we're not going on stage until my homie from Rikers can do the prayer. New rule, if you don't start the show on time, you don't get paid on time. Versus not free. They don't charge us five times they do the non-black. They charge us five times they do the non-black shows, which is interesting. The legendary producer went on to complain about artists arriving on stage late and performing drunk, coming on stage and getting paid 10 shows in one versus just to go on stage drunk AF and late. While Swiss did not specify who he was referring to, Busy Bone made sure to defend his crew, claiming that Bone Thugs were not drunk and that they said their own prayers. Swiss was not talking about Bone. None of us were drunk, and we were all on time. Now, it did get lit, but it wasn't us. We say our own prayers. Talking about that. Some dude from Rikers apparently wanted to call in with a prayer. But anyway, that's a little bit interesting. Yeah, that is in Complex there, just like our last piece. But either way, you know, moral of the story is show up on time for Swiss Beatz versus battles. You know, they're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun for us watching them. They're a lot of fun for, you know, the people who just get to benefit from them. And just all of that in general. That is all the time we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week, Monday at 1, same time, same place. And we're going to take a trip on the dark train up next. You.